Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 25th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Bloomberg is out with a new report detailing even more new features coming as part of iOS 17. According to the report, iOS 17 will bring new features to the always-on display hardware that could be a precursor to a future Apple Smart Display. iOS 17 will reportedly add a new display mode that turns the iPhone 14 Pro into a smart display when locked and in landscape orientation. Currently, the always-on display presents a dimmed version of the wallpaper, the time, notifications, and up to five different widgets, but it's only optimized for portrait orientation. Bloomberg says this new view will appear when an iPhone is locked and positioned horizontally, similar to something already offered by smart displays from Google and Amazon. The idea is to make iPhones more useful when they're lying on a person's desk or nightstand. The interface will reportedly rely on a dark background and bright text for increased legibility. This sounds like a clear distinction between the existing always-on lock screen, and presumably that experience will remain the same. But landscape orientation support could be interesting, and Apple hasn't offered any sort of dedicated layouts for landscape since the days of the iPhone 6 Plus. But it sounds like this new smart display style interface will only be available on the always-on display iPhone 14 Pro, and the always-on display isn't expected to come to non-Pro iPhone models this year either. So the only people who will be able to use it are iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro, once iOS 17 is released later this year. Next up today, Bloomberg also reports that Apple is working on new features for AirPlay and SharePlay as part of iOS 17. Bloomberg says that Apple is, quote, working on upgrades for SharePlay, which is Apple's feature that allows iPhone and iPad users to watch TV shows and movies with other people, listen to Apple Music together, and tap into third-party apps like Disney Plus. It was announced as part of iOS 15 in 2021, but as of right now, there are no further details on what sort of upgrades might come to SharePlay this year. But changes are long overdue, as Apple didn't focus at all on SharePlay with iOS 16. In addition to the improvements to SharePlay, Bloomberg also says iOS 17 will include upgrades for AirPlay. In particular, the company has reportedly held discussions with hotels and other places that offer TVs and speakers, aiming to make it easier for users to beam video and audio to devices they don't own. Many hotels, for example, currently offer integration with similar casting features from Google, so Apple is hoping to tap into that market by expanding AirPlay to new places. This makes quite a bit of sense when you consider that Apple has already drastically expanded AirPlay to non-Apple devices. This includes things like Roku streaming sticks and smart TVs from companies like Samsung, Vizio, and LG. For instance, Roku streaming sticks are a far more affordable option to upgrade existing setups with AirPlay capabilities than Apple TV, since Roku streaming sticks are a fraction of the price of Apple's own Apple TV hardware. As we've said many times this week, WWDC will include all of these new iOS 17 details, with the keynote address kicking off on Monday, June 5th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. To round out this week, let's check in with Rika Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has all of the latest details on the best Apple deals.
It's Rika here from 9to5 Toys, chiming in with all of Thursday's best discounts. On tap today, as per usual, we have three notable offers from all around the web, all of which are headlined with another chance to save on Apple's recently released AirPods Pro 2. These just-refreshed flagship true wireless earbuds arrived last fall, with a handful of discounts set to follow them up in the past few months. Now back on sale for $200, the latest pair of earbuds from Apple arrive with $49 in savings attached from that usual $249 going rate. That not only marks the second best discount to date at within $1 of the all-time low, but also the lowest we've seen since our previous mention back in March. Apple's AirPods Pro 2 continue the legacy left by the original pair of high-end earbuds by delivering one of the more robust listening experiences on the market. Everything comes centered around one of the hallmarks of the Apple ecosystem, with the H2 chip enabling quick handoff between devices, as well as upgraded audio processing for even more peaceful active noise cancellation. There's spatial audio to throw you right into the center of your favorite album and studio sessions, improved battery life that means the 6 hours of onboard listening is 33% more than the first generation pair, and a redesigned charging case that delivers MagSafe charging on top of an added lanyard loop, Find My Access, and an extra 30 hours of playback. And now ahead of the long holiday weekend, the Memorial Day savings are now beginning to roll in. 12 South is the first of the brands getting in on the savings, and a 9-to-5 favorite, taking to its own official storefront to kick off the best sale of the year. The company is now taking 20% off its entire collection of popular Apple accessories. The last site-wide sale, by comparison, saw 12% off back on April Fool's Day, and now today's offer is delivering even deeper savings. A favorite from the sale is one of 12 South's newest releases, which is marked down to its best price ever. The new Hi-Rise Pro stand for MacBooks just launched earlier in the year, and is now down to $80 from the usual $100 going rates. It's $2 under our previous mention, still one of the first chances to save, period, and lower than ever before. The Hi-Rise Pro MacBook stand is 12 South's latest addition to its lineup, and can adjust from 2.5 inches all the way up to elevating your machine 6 inches off your desk. It is a tilted design with some new tabs that hold your MacBook in place, and on top of being able to assist everything from M1 MacBook Airs to 16-inch M2 Pro MacBook Pro models, there's also an integrated spot in the base that hides below the metal and vegan leather trimming for putting an official MagSafe charger that helps streamline your workstation with a hidden iPhone 14 charging spot. And best of all, this is still one of the first chances to save overall, which means you can score all of 12 South's latest for less than before. Though not to be outdone by 12 South, another one of our favorite accessory makers here across 9to5 is also getting in on the savings today. Satachi makes some of our favorite Mac, iPhone, and iPad accessories across the board, and now you'll be able to score all of those gadgets at some of the best prices yet, taking 20% off site-wide. There's also some added savings for those who want to score up to $150 worth of gear, which hitting that threshold means you'll be able to lock in 25% off your order. As far as top picks go, earlier in the month, we just reviewed the new 200-watt GaN charging station, and now you can score it at the lowest price of the year, dropping to $120. Today's offer lands at $30 off, and is matching our previous mention from back in March. It's still one of the first chances to save, period, since it was launched back at CES earlier in the year as well. This power station from Satachi arrives with more than enough juice to top off anything your workstation can throw at it. Across all 6 USB-C PD slots is 200 watts of power that can automatically adjust between handling everything from M2 Pro MacBooks, iPhones and iPads, to earbuds and other accessories. We just broke down what to expect from the experience in a hands-on review, and walked away with quite the positive first impression. And then for all of today's other best discounts, be sure to keep it locked to 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. We are off tomorrow, but back on Monday for another week of Apple News. In the meantime, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter or Mastodon at Chance H. Miller. And again, we're back on Monday for another week of 9to5 Mac Daily.